What a blessing this book's been. Who can remind me what the main word of 1 John is? Christina.
Love.
46 times in this little book of 5 chapters, the word love or loveth or loving. And then after that, the second most common word is know or knowledge. And that is the main theme of the book. Knowing about the love of God, knowing how to love God, knowing how to love one another, knowing the Lord better. The passage tonight is one of those straightforward passages, but it's so beautiful. And every Christian should memorize at least 11 and 12 because it's a great way to witness. But we'll start there in verse 10 this evening. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. This is the record. That's our title tonight. Let's pray. Give us wisdom, Lord, as we look into your word. Thank you for the privilege to open it together. We pray that Jesus would meet with us now, and that each one of us would open our hearts and hear from you and be changed by your word. We ask this in his wonderful name. Amen. So this is the record. That's what this passage is all about. The record that God hath given to us. The record is about eternal life. So it tells us in verse 10, the key is believing on the Son of God. As it says there, he that believeth on the Son of God, you must believe on Jesus Christ to have eternal life. We as Christians, we understand that. It's very basic. Where you're told in John 3:36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. Jesus said in John 6:47, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Some people say, what's the difference between believing on something and believing in something? Well, there's a big difference. Just believing in something, believing facts about something, is just believing facts about something. You know, we can believe a lot of facts about James Cook, but that doesn't do us any good as far as changing our lives or helping us or whatever. But when we believe on something, we're actually placing our faith and our trust on that thing. You've heard the illustration of a bridge. You can say all day long, I believe that bridge is strong enough to hold me up. You can say it. You can say, I believe all the facts about the bridge. But until you're willing to step on it, you really don't believe on it. And a person could say that. When you step on it, then you believe on it. And that's the same with Jesus. Believing on him is trusting him. As they told the Philippian jailer in Acts 16:31, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. So the record is all about those who believe on the Son and those who don't believe on the Son. I told the kids in Awana last night, that's how God sees the world. Two groups of people. That's it. People that have the Son and people that don't have the Son. Doesn't matter what color they are, what religion they are, what country they live in, what language they speak. It only matters what are they going to do with Jesus, the Son of God. So verse 10, he that believeth not the record. So you must believe the record of God to believe on the Son of God. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. This is the record. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. This is the record. Look at John 20, if you would. Verse 31, John explains why he wrote his gospel here in John 20. And here in 1 John 5, he's telling us why he wrote his epistle in verse 13. But notice John 20, 31. He says, these are written. So it's a record. He said, these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. So what John is saying is, I've written my gospel so that people can know about the person of Jesus Christ, believe on him, and thereby receive eternal life. That's why I wrote it. That is my record. God says this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. Now that word given is an important word. There in 1 John 5:11. The gospel teaches that salvation is a gift. That eternal life is something that is given to us. It's not something that we earn. It's not something that we can pay for. It's something that we can only receive because it is a gift. Jesus in John 10 said, I give unto them eternal life in John 10, 28, talking about his sheep. And then, of course, Romans 6, 23, we can turn there, but I know most of you probably know it by heart. It says what? The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Eternal life is a gift. For us, it's free. We looked at that recently in Romans chapter 5. God talks about the free gift, but it costs a lot. Amen? It costs the Father his Son. It costs the Son his life and humility, or humiliation and beatings and being nailed to a cross. So it costs a lot, but God has made it a gift for us. He says he's given us. That's the record. He's given to us eternal life. Again, most of us know Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. For by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourselves. It is the what? Gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. It can't be both. You can't have the gift of salvation and then have to somehow earn it. Can't mix them. Like it says in Romans 11, 6, if by grace, then it's no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it's no more grace. Otherwise, works, no more work. You can't mix them. It's either one or the other. Well, it's a gift. The gift of eternal life. And where does that life come from? 1 John 5:11? In his Son. You know, Christianity is about a person. Amen? And salvation is in a person. It's not in a creed. It's in a person, Jesus. He is life, and he is the one that gives us life, and we receive him when we get life. Right? As many as received him, John 1:12, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. We receive him. As he says in Revelation 3, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Revelation 3:20. So Jesus Christ doesn't just give life, he is life. John 14:6. What did he say? I am the way, the truth, and the life. He's not saying that I just give life. He says, I am life. So God hath given to us, this is the record, he has given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Look at Colossians chapter 3, please. See another cross-reference about Jesus being our life. Colossians chapter 3, verse 3. The Bible says, for ye are dead. That means we're dead to trespasses and sins. It says, you're dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. Verse 4, when Christ, who is our life. So Jesus doesn't just give us life, he becomes our life. Isn't that beautiful? When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. And as I shared, verse 12, an entire verse with one syllable words. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Can't get any simpler than that. And those are the two groups of people in the world. He that hath the Son, and he that hath not the Son. That's it. It's only about Jesus. That's why he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Because he's our God and he died for our sins. What can we offer that's better than that? You know, people that believe that they can earn heaven somehow by doing good works, what are they essentially saying about Jesus and his sacrifice? They're saying it wasn't enough. They're saying they can add to it somehow, improve upon it. It's ridiculous. It's blasphemous. And that's why Jesus can boldly say he is the way. Because he is. So this is the record that God has given us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. Jesus is life and Jesus becomes our life and gives us eternal life when we get saved. And John says now in verse 13, and that's why I wrote my epistle. This verse is, every Christian should know this verse by heart, because you should be able to say to a lost person, do you know that the Bible was written so that you could know that you have eternal life? Because most people don't know. Most people wonder. Most people hope so. Most people think it's possible. You know, all the cults don't even have a chance. They just do their best and they find out after they die if they did enough. But a Christian can know. It says, these things have written in you, but leave on the name of Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life. Not wonder, know it. We can know that we have eternal life. And go to Romans 8:16. One of the ways that we know we have eternal life is because when we receive eternal life, we receive Jesus in the person of the Holy Ghost, who makes us His temple. He moves in. Notice it says, Romans 8:16, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. If you're born again, God lives in you. Think about that. He isn't just with you, He actually lives in you. And He witnesses to your spirit, which was given life when we got saved. Remember, the Bible says that spirit was dead, it was quickened when we were born again. And that spirit is how we communicate with God. They that worship God must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And the Holy Spirit communicates with our spirit. Notice it says, verse 14, same chapter, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. He is there to guide us, to lead us, to convict us, to teach us, to protect us. But He's also there to bear witness with our spirit that we are saved. So we can know it. It's not being arrogant. You know, some people think that Christians are being arrogant when they say, well, I know I'm going to heaven. Well, we don't know we're going to heaven because we're better than other people. We know we're going to heaven because God told us so. Amen? In His Word. And we just believe His Word. So it's not arrogant. It's just scriptural. And then another passage, Ephesians 1, if you would, talking about knowing that ye have eternal life if you will but believe on Christ. Notice Ephesians 1:12. The Bible says that we should be to the praise of His glory who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. So here God equates believing with trusting, which isn't surprising because they are the same thing. And then He tells us that once we did believe, we were sealed with the Holy Spirit. He moved in and He sealed us. We're told in Ephesians 4:30, until the day of redemption. We're sealed. So we can know that we have eternal life based on the record that He hath given us of His Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not Son of God hath not life. He just keeps it so simple for us. And it should make it easy for us when we witness to people. It's not about, well, what church do you go to? What's your religion? No, it's about Jesus. Have you believed on Jesus Christ as your Savior? As God in the flesh who died for your sins, have you believed on Him? That's what counts. Because when we get to heaven, that's all that's going to count. He that hath the Son, that's it. Or he that hath not the Son. So the time to make that decision, of course, is on this side of the grave, because you can't make it afterward. So these are written that we might know. The record was given that we might receive eternal life through His Son. We are so blessed, aren't we? Praise God. Let's pray.